Today she will be talking about the effects of a Tai Chi program on physical functional performance in middle-aged women.
Thank you all for coming. My topic is effects of an 8-week Tai Chi exercise program on physical functional performance in middle-aged women. This was a part of my master's thesis, so I would like to thank my professors, Dr. Taylor, Dr. Hoffer, Dr. Britton, Dr. Bransko, for their invaluable help and guidance. So, as far as I know, there's no relationship to disclose for the presenter disclosure. Just a quick background on aging. As we all know, older adults are the fastest growing age group in the United States. And with aging, it causes many health-related problems. And one of the major threats is falls. Nearly one-third of older adults experience fall every year. And why is this? This is because with age, the fall risk factors increases. Some of the fall risk factors are poor balance, physical functional inability, or fear of falling or lack of confidence. So for my study, I'm focusing on physical functional performance. This is, it's defined as the ability of a person to do activities of daily living and instrumental activities of daily living. Activities of daily living, as the name says, is the activity that we all do in daily basis, like walking or getting in and out of bed, these activities. And instrumental activities of daily living are the tasks that we do on daily basis that requires use of a tool, like shopping or driving or cooking or doing laundry, these stuff. It has been confirmed from different studies that physical activity helps improve physical and psychological benefits in older adults. And usually older adults, they don't prefer high impact exercise, they prefer low impact exercises like yoga, Pilates, or Tai Chi. Here I'm focusing on Tai Chi Chuan, which is also known as Tai Chi. It is a low impact weight bearing exercise. It's a Chinese martial art and it has shown to have benefits, like it has shown to improve balance, strength, endurance, flexibility, even improve their psychological fitness or reduce stress and overall improve their quality of life. There are different forms of Tai Chi, Yang style Tai Chi, Cheng style, Sun style, Wu style, there are many forms of Tai Chi. And one of the most simpler form of Tai Chi is Tai Chi Cha. It's a simpler form which has one pose called Cosmic Consciousness Pose and 19 movements. We looked at different studies and we found a few studies that looked at the impact of Tai Chi on physical functional performance, or PFP. And in these studies, the Tai Chi group showed significant improvement in PFP. And PFP in these studies were measured using either performance-based test or using self-reported questionnaire, or sometimes both performance-based and self-reported questionnaire. And the duration of intervention in these studies ranged from 12 weeks to 1 year. And in all these studies, their target population was older adults, like 60 and above. And the most common form of Tai Chi they used was Yang style Tai Chi, and some of them used Sun style or Wu style too. So for our study to make it different, we wanted to look at the impact of a short duration intervention, that's 8-week Tai Chi exercise program on PFP, in a younger population, that is 45 to 65, that's middle-aged women. And we also want to be focused on a different type of Tai Chi that has never been done before, that's Tai Chi Cha. So our inclusion criteria was healthy community-dwelling women aged 45 to 65 and who are insufficiently physically active, that is, if they participated in moderate intensity physical activity for less than 150 minutes a week. and who have not practiced Tai Chi exercise within last 12 months. So in total we got 38 participants, 19 in each group. And we used a quasi-experimental pre-test, post-test, non-equivalent control group design. And we were not able to randomize them into groups because we have to assign. We got some people who time schedules were different. So we have to assign them into groups based on their availability for the class period, the Tai Chi class. So those who commit to the class schedule, they were assigned to Tai Chi group. And those who don't, they were assigned to the control group. For measuring the physical functional performance, we used continuous scale physical functional performance, or CSPFP-10. It's a performance-based test. It includes 10 household or different types of tasks that range from low effort to high effort. Low effort tasks, an example would be carrying weighted pots from one kitchen counter to the other, or reaching for a shelf. And medium effort tasks were like sweeping the floor or doing laundry. And high effort tasks were like walking for 6 minutes, climbing upstairs, or carrying a grocery, heavy grocery bag, and all those things. And each task, it was quantified by time, weight, and distance. And based on each task, the scores for 5 variables were calculated. The upper body strength, lower body strength, balance and coordination, endurance, and the total functional performance. And it took approximately 30 minutes to complete. For pre-testing and post-testing, we measured the physical functional performance using CSPFP-10. And during the intervention, the Tai Chi group was asked to attend 1 hour Tai Chi Cha class twice a week for 8 weeks. And the intervention control group, they were asked to maintain their daily activity and diet and not to participate or engage in any other exercise program during that period of time. For data analysis, we used SPSS version 17. And to get the between group differences, we used independent t-test. And there were multiple t-tests. We used Bonferroni correction, and after the correction, our p-value was 0.005. So this was some of the participant characteristics. There's no difference in age. But as you can see, the weight, the Tai Chi group was, the average weight of Tai Chi group was more compared to the control group. And also the perceived health status for control group was better. The control group perceived themselves as more healthy compared to the control Tai Chi group. When we looked at the baseline variables, it was kind of interesting because as you can see, some of the variables like the lower LBS, that is the lower body strength, the endurance, that is END, all these were, it shows significant difference between the two groups at baseline. That was interesting. The interesting part was that, as you can see, the control group performance was way better than the Tai Chi group during the pretest. Because as you can see, the lower body strength control group was 63, the score, whereas Tai Chi group was only 49. Endurance control group was 73, and Tai Chi group was only 61. So that was an interesting thing, as we know that control group was way better than the Tai Chi group before the intervention. So to get the between group difference, instead of using, because of this difference at baseline, instead of using the post-test score as the dependent variable in the independent t-test, we used only the difference between the pre-test and post-test instead of using post-test alone. And as you can see, the results, all the variables showed significant difference between the two groups. And here, as you can see, the change mean was higher for Tai Chi group in all the variables, whereas control group, the difference was lower compared to the Tai Chi group. So we could conclude that physical functional performance improved significantly after participating in 8-week Tai Chi exercise program. And we think the reasons may be the slow and continuous body movements and hand gestures during the Tai Chi class that could have increased their flexibility as well as upper body strength. And the one pose, that is the cosmic consciousness pose, that requires constant use of your leg and thigh muscles. So that could have also increased their balance as well as the lower body strength. And obviously, the exercise participation rate was higher. So, like, we had 95% attendance, so that could have increased their endurance. There are some limitations. Lack of randomization, obviously, and lack of process evaluation. And obviously, like, as you can see, the majority of the participants were Caucasian females, so we couldn't generalize the results. And our sample size was smaller, so these are some of the limitations. So the recommendations for future studies would be, we would like to test subjects who have balance disorder, and also we would like to identify optimal duration and frequency of Tai Chi, which is better, and also look at the optimal form. Is Tai Chi Cha better or Yang style Tai Chi better? Which form is better? And also we would like to conduct studies using larger and diverse populations. So that's all. Thank you so much.